Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's get back in time. 1985, you got yourself a brand new job. You're working for the Colonel. And even though you're just a private, you're learning to cook the chicken perfectly. And we turn in this industrial educational video to the two best actors in America at the time. So good, this is the only thing they've ever been in.
That's good chicken.
Thanks.
For one
already
guy,
off to a great start.
That's going
for the mustache man holding the tray of chicken. That's the end of his role, as far as I know. He is done. His role was thanks, and then he went back to the trailer. And goes, oh man, I squashed that line.
Looks like something from SCTV.
It does.
In 1981.
That's good chicken.
Thanks.
That cook just prepared a tray of excellent Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was golden brown. Just the way our customers like it. Our customers expect to get this kind of chicken every time they visit.
Couldn't he at least get a clean apron? Like, it's got a big grease stain right in the middle of it.
You want him to look like he's an authentic employee, like really working the work.
Well, and he was just next to that tray of chicken, so yeah. It probably was close enough to get on there.
Probably.
Time they visit a Kentucky Fried Chicken store. You've seen the care we take to warm up the raw chicken properly. And to coat the chicken with the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices.
This is so disappointing to know this is just part of a series that we didn't get to see the whole thing.
We take the same amount of pride and care when cooking Kentucky Fried Chicken. By following every step
in
of
no
the
way
cooking...
does this guy look wooden and...
How old rehearsed. Do you think he is?
This was what, 1980...
85.
85?
Probably like in his upper 20s, maybe lower 30s.
I would say...
I was going to guess like 40,
he's probably,
but he's a man boy.
No, he's 16.
But it's hard
because
to, I mean,
back
it is
in
hard
the day,
say.
Everyone that was young looked old anyway.
Yeah, that might be.
It is hard to say.
Of the cooking procedure, exactly the way I'm about to show you, you will learn to
Canadian.
Cook... Ah, they, oh, yeah,
he's
Canadian.
He's a boot to show us.
Yeah, from there.
You will learn to cook excellent chicken every time. I'm going to be using
Sir,
this
that,
cooker.
Sound of the oil bubbling in the background sounds like somebody's peeing on your floor.
Yes.
Which is a distraction.
When I go through the drive-thru for one of these, I think both are possible.
Yeah, for sure. I've been in one of them before.
I want Gus Fring to smash his head into that burner so bad right now.
But no lie, I love KFC.
Oh,
I'm
I do too.
Amazing.
Their coleslaw, it's so watery and milky, and I don't know why, but I love it. I can drink it.
You probably could drink it.
Of all the items they sell in the world, you jumped to the coleslaw.
Yeah. Thanks, free beers, Mom.
My God.
My grandmother loved it.
What's your favorite thing to order at McDonald's? Ketchup packets?
No.
God.
The fries are delicious.
Very own Joyce Daniels right here.
Yeah, right. My mom will not be satisfied until you put coleslaw on the menu, Japanese steakhouse.
It was exotic in the 40s. It was the only thing we had that had moisture in it.
Using this cooker. It's been warmed up according to procedure.
Let me show you. My hand's in it now.
God, right,
I don't have any emotions.
That sound is just getting to me.
I know. It's not great.
I will be loading the chicken into the cooker. Then I'm going to brown the chicken. After the chicken is browned...
Couldn't you just show us? Like, do you need to tell us and then show us? I know this is like speech class 101, but good Lord.
I just keep waiting when I'm hearing all that popping and crackling, waiting for one of those big pops that happens and have it get out and go... Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, God!
He goes from Canadian to Brooklyn in 2 seconds.
Want a job here at KFC? Step one, learn to talk without moving your mouth.
Yeah, I want the grease to hit him so he turns into that reporter when a bug flew in his mouth that time.
Yeah.
Color. I will close the lid and set the timer to pressure cook the chicken for 8 minutes.
I swear, this is like Dwight from The Office. Like, Dwight's little brother got a job at KFC.
It is. And they... Cousin Moe's is going to run through with a chicken leg in a second.
After the chicken is cooked, I will vent the machine, open the lid, and remove the cooked chicken onto a tray.
I didn't know they pressure cooked it. I'm learning something new.
I didn't.
Yeah, right.
I didn't
know
about
that. Yeah. All right.
Then I'll spread the pieces of chicken on the tray. Now, I will be showing you
What do you think is more of a thrill ride? This one or where we learned about how that guy cuts the meat at Golden Corral?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
It was a good one.
Pencils we will be using during the cooking process and where they are located for efficiency.
Steve, will you? Oh, this is great. You're going to learn something you've never known about cooking in a second.
Okay.
This is the hook.
It's to get an unwanted baby away from the kitchen.
Stairs didn't work. Try this.
It's just a rumor that punching her in the stomach works. I had a classmate try that.
That's really nice.
You can get the abortion bucket. Bleached chicken.
Crispy or original.
Over here.
Wait a minute. This one's half dark meat.
Is the scraper.
Oh.
Oh, God.
This is getting to be a little too real.
Oh, man. A scraper. God.
This guy's going to get firebombed before the end of this training video.
Here are the cloths we'll be working with.
Yeah, we boil them.
These are the tongs.
What are those?
We did a better job describing how to cook a pot pie with our minds.
We did. In 1994.
In college. This guy.
Ooh, what's that?
Now, this is the tumbler. It sits in the...
He's taking too long of pauses between everything.
Well, yeah, because they must have been hiring the dumbest of the dumb. You know everybody was writing with those thick notebooks and their big pens that come out in four colors. We better change to green. Like, what is this tumbler?
I think...
Oh, you have that pen?
No, I don't have that colorful pen, but I do have like 15 different colored pens here.
Can we skip forward to the safety part of this when he hurts himself?
Yeah, wait till you see him smash his face on that thing.
Ooh, chicken.
Oh, he's so mad about those two pieces of chicken because someone didn't use the tumbler right.
Oh,
and
no.
So they cooked together. Now they have white spots on them and they have to throw them away.
No.
Yeah.
Because these pieces were not separated, this is the result.
Oh, look white at how spots. Devastating that looks.
As
oh,
you can
no.
See, the appearance of this cooked chicken is unacceptable.
Can I just put it face down? Nobody will know.
Yeah. Yeah. If I got that, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to back and throw this at an owner.
I don't think I would have even noticed.
I would be a little disappointed, though, because that's less breading.
The breading is the best part.
Exactly. It's got a bald spot.
We cannot sell this chicken to our customers.
But we'll kill a homeless person if they try to take it from the dumpster.
Yeah.
Now let's start the cooking process. First, I put the tumbler in place by lowering it into the
genie tumbler again.
That really does look like something that you would terminate something with.
Yeah. You just put your hands in.
Oh. They have really, a thing like that when you go to the really gynecologist, rough. But the claws aren't open yet. They're closed.
Oh, they're trying to get a teddy bear?
They put it in you, and then they open it up. Yeah, exactly.
Claw game.
Yeah, well, my grandmother had the same kind of thing to get stuff off the upper shelf.
Yeah, right? It's a grabber.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped my watch in the aquarium. Yeah. Give me the tumbler.
Yeah, that's what the gynecologist says. Yeah. Let me know if the grabber's cold.
Yeah. Let me know if I get the watch out of your tumbler.
Have you ever said this? I've had this in my mouth to warm it up.
Yeah, a couple of times it's nice. Sometimes they spit on it. God.
So that it stands straight up. Next, I will set the timer to the start.
This is taking forever.
Yeah, you'd think that this was a sit-down restaurant where you stayed for 4 hours while this guy cooks your chicken.
It's like he's teaching you how to make French cuisine.
Heat
not
up the shortening. When the proper cooking temperature of 375 degrees has been reached,
don't worry, everyone. There's only 10 minutes.
We are
left.
Not watching all this.
Oh my God!
So he never like jumps into the grease or anything.
He never hurts himself.
I don't know.
Dang. He never.
Let's bump ahead.
Oh, okay. What's really wrong?
How far ahead do you want to go in this?
Doesn't matter. He's going to be speaking slowly and showing us boring things.
I want to go, jump ahead to where everything's gone wrong and the place is on fire.
He hasn't even put the chicken in yet, and we're 4.5
No. Ooh, this is the
Bet that makes some big noise.
This is the money spot right here.
Yeah, he's putting it on top of that tumbler so it doesn't stick together.
Taking the excess flour from each piece.
Why isn't the oil bubbling? The hell, man.
I load it into the cooker. We always load the legs first. I pick up 4 legs in each hand by the bone end firmly with my fingertips. I then lower the legs 1/2 inch into the hot shortening and hold them there for 10 seconds. This is called searing.
Nobody ever burned themselves doing this way.
This is before we invented baskets.
Sear the legs is to prevent the meat from drying out and to give the legs a better finished appearance. I then spin the legs as I release them.
You see that?
He spins them as he releases them.
This guy's an, I didn't know he was an artist.
Holy moly.
Now let's load the remaining pieces. I pick up 2 pieces at a time, 1 in each hand, and shake off the excess flour. Notice how close the pieces are to the surface of the shortening before I release them.
Sometimes I spank them and say, you've been a bad girl.
You are a naughty little pecker.
Yeah.
This is the closest I'll ever be to breasts.
Sometimes you get off the excess flour by motorboating them.
This is to reduce splashing. You'll also notice I load the basket working from the back of the cooker towards the front. This is to spread the pieces out in the basket.
Good
it's important
thinking.
To spread the pieces in the basket.
I don't like how he says basket.
I don't like anything about this guy.
No.
So that each piece of chicken comes in contact with the hot shortening. This will allow each piece of chicken to brown properly while it's cooking.
And never be just the most healthful.
Never just sit one on the fryer and forget about it.
Don't try to make a 3-pointer.
Once you put it in there, don't decide to pull it back out because it didn't pass your own muster. Your hand will fry to a golden brown, unless the tumbler didn't work properly. Steve, I sent you a follow-up video to this one they had to release after this guy was injured in an accident. They had to teach the employees about safety, and maybe we could take a look at that one. This one's, they don't say this one's directly from KFC, but they were forced to pay for it as part of their settlement with the federal government, as far as I know. This is really good to learn. It's a similar kitchen scene. It's a little nicer restaurant, but they're probably not as meticulous.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, once the shortening is used up, then you got to move it.
Yeah.
I'm the sous chef here. With any luck, I should be head chef by next year. I've got this amazing fiance.
Bunch of action there.
I won't be marrying this weekend because I'm about to be in a terrible accident. But really, I should have cleaned up the grease over there. And they should never put the deep fryer so close.
Oh, my God!
Oh.
My God. What? She just slipped and fell and dumped a 5-gallon bucket of grease on her face?
No, more like 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's really upsetting.
I guess she should have been more careful. At least she knew it before she was burned.
Oh, my God!
Her skin's falling off.
Yeah. They're showing it.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That wedding's not going to happen now.
Uh-uh. It's going to be an ugly wedding.
That's what happens when you don't use the tumbler right.
Yeah.
I got you, didn't it?
I thought she was going to bump into somebody and they were going to fall.
You didn't know it'd be the pretty girl.
Yeah, that's how they really get at your heartstrings.
Yes, somebody won't need the scraper and the tongs.
They should have done it to the dishwasher or something.
Yeah, nobody cares about that guy.
Oh, my God.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.